From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican U.S. presidential hopefuls are taking aim at frontrunner Donald Trump in a debate in Michigan, a state soon to hold a primary election. The debate began with a question about criticism from the party's most recent nominee, Mitt Romney. In a speech Thursday, Romney called Trump a con man and a phony. Asked to respond to the criticism, Trump dismissed Romney as a failed candidate. The human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes. Amnesty says it has evidence of attacks on six healthcare facilities. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria says the ceasefire there is holding largely. The European Union Council President is warning economic migrants against going to Europe. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
Arriving in Athens Thursday for emergency talks with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, European Council President Donald Tusk gave a stark warning to potential migrants thinking of travelling to Europe.
Wherever you are from, do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers.
The United Nations estimates that more than half of the arrivals in Greece are fleeing war in Syria or Iraq, legitimate refugees rather than economic migrants. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A military court in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has sentenced to death a former journalist who helped al-Shabaab kill five fellow reporters in Mogadishu. According to the court verdict, Hassan Hanafi assisted the Islamist militant group by identifying possible targets among journalists between 2007 and 2011. This is VOA News. According to state media, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment. According to a report in the Korean Central News Agency, Mr. Kim also threatened to carry out a preemptive attack on his nation's enemies, saying the current situation on the Korean Peninsula is very precarious. According to the South Korean Defense Ministry, North Korea fired six short-range missiles off its eastern coast on Thursday. Ukraine's foreign minister, Pavel Klimkin, reported no breakthrough after talks Thursday in Paris. He said he believes the Russians are not ready to discuss anything in detail. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said nothing as he walked past microphones and reporters after the meeting. Klimkin told reporters the talks with the Russian, French, and German foreign ministers were lively, but very difficult, especially on the issue of Ukrainians being held prisoner by Russian-backed rebels in the east. Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator says talks with Taliban-led insurgent groups are a last opportunity for an accord. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Direct peace negotiations between Afghan government and Taliban delegates are expected to take place in neighboring Pakistan later this week. A four-nation coordination group consisting of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, the United States, and China has prepared the ground for the long-awaited talks. The chief Afghan peace negotiator, Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai, says the four countries involved have prepared a roadmap that will ensure a sustainable and productive peace process. Ayaz Gulf, Kabul.
UN and African Union leaders are strongly urging Sudan to grant freedom of movement to peacekeepers and aid workers in Darfur. Thousands of people are homeless in Darfur because of fighting there. Ban Ki-moon and Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma said there is no military solution to the conflict in Darfur and called for negotiations on a cessation of hostilities. A Burundian opposition group is welcoming the selection of former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa as the new mediator for talks between the government and other stakeholders. The talks are aimed at ending the almost year-long crisis in Burundi. The East African community Wednesday tapped the 77-year-old Mkapa to enliven the talks, which have bogged down. A spokesman for the National Council for the Restoration of the Arusha Accord denied that Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, who had been spearheading the mediation, was being sidelined. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.